which I've actually spent the last, 2 months meeting with groups and deputizing people to function as deputy voter registrars out on their block walks and when they'll have a political rally and various and sundry things. I imagine I've signed up probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 to 75 in the past 2 months, people that just wanted to be able to go out and function and offer applications to people and then make sure that they're submitted back to this office.
So folks don't have to necessarily come to the office to register then?
Oh no, they don't. You can actually go online to the Secretary of State's office and print an application out and mail it to us or drop it by. We have them at the libraries. We have them at the post office. It's available pretty much anywhere within the community, and you can always pick up the phone and call us, and if you can't get by here, we have a tendency to mail one out to you.
So in the case on Monday, then, even after 5 o'clock when your office is closed, someone could go online or go to the library or somewhere as long as they get on before midnight to sign up?
Well, actually, they cannot physically register online because we still require a signature. And you cannot provide an electronic signature except through the DPS office when you go to renew your driver's license or get a driver's license. Of course, that's one of the agencies that offers voter registration as well. And that's the only one that really is available at this time with an electronic signature. If they were to complete an application, bring it down and drop it in our night deposit box, we probably would assume that you did it before midnight on Monday. Otherwise, it's going to have to be taken to the post office, and it will have to be postmarked by the Postal Service by Monday. Over the weekend, they could do the same thing. They could bring one down and drop it in our night deposit box here at the tax office, or they can drop it in the mailbox. And it's not the date that we receive it. It's when the post office postmarks it that determines their application date.
Just like when you're filing your taxes.
Absolutely.
Okay. You mentioned already how busy you've been just yourself in drumming up voter registration activity. Have you noticed any more or less interest so far this season?
We've seen, and I've been amazed, an increase in people simply walking into the office and wanting to register to vote. They're cognizant of the fact that an election is coming. This week has been very busy. We've been very busy today with people coming into the tax office and considering the parking situation down here. That's pretty amazing. But we've actually, since the 1st of September, added roughly 1,500 people to the rolls.
So in what kind of time period again?
Since the 1st of September.
Oh, my. And I'm presuming that's very strong for the period leading up to the deadline.
With it not being a presidential election year, this kind of being considered the off year, more or less, being a gubernatorial election, it's always busy, but not as busy as a presidential election. And so it has been fairly busy. We've got some pretty strong candidates out there and some races that people seem to be showing quite a bit of interest in. We've seen a lot of interest in the student body getting involved in the different campaigns as well.
And that's something that maybe not everybody remembers, that not only are there a couple of cities and a county and a state, but there's also this collection of university students and maybe to a lesser degree the Blinn College community wanting to participate as well.
Absolutely. We see, first part of this week I went out and there were different student groups that wanted to learn about being deputized, and they were planning on doing working with different parties and different campaigns, and they were wanting to be deputized so they could go out and function as well, or at the very least know what the rules and regulations were about being able to simply hand out the regular applications and assisting people with information.
How long have you been in this position?
I have been the Brazos County voter registrar since August 2007. But I worked here in the office and was the chief deputy since July of 2001. And prior to that, served as a voter registrar in another county for 13 years.
So you have quite a bit of context to fall.
I have been at this for a while. Yes, I've been doing this for several years, and it's been a major part of determining how we structure things, and sort of acting as more or less the cheerleader for registering people to vote, and then trying to encourage them to go ahead and get out and participate and make their voices heard.
Well, that's a perfect segue, because I stumbled upon the BransesVotes.org website and stumbled upon the Facebook page, of which I've added to mine and as a like, and those are a couple more vehicles now with online and the social networking to get involved.
Absolutely. I think those are actually were initiated by the Elections Administrator's Office. But they have quite a bit of information about registering to vote, as well as the information on the elections. And there are links, obviously, there, and then also from the Secretary of State's website, additional information about how to register to vote, where to submit an application based on where you live, because, of course, it is geared to where you live. The county that you live in determines where you're going to register to vote. So there's just a tremendous amount of information out there.
What's going to be the biggest problem for those who think they're already registered but technically aren't when they try to go vote?
Well, obviously, if they're actually actively not registered to vote and they're not registered anywhere else, the big concern is obviously that they will not be able to participate. It is always to people's advantage before the deadline to contact the voter registrar and find out what their status is if they're unsure. If they have moved within the county and they've not submitted an application to give us an address change, then it could cause a problem. It won't necessarily keep them from voting, because there is a provision now in Texas law that allows someone to go ahead and complete a change form if we've identified them as having moved, or even if they have moved, there is a what's called a provisional ballot, which allows them to at least go ahead and go to the point of actually submitting a ballot, and then after the election, we go through and we research them and provide that information to the ballot board. The ballot board may accept that application or may accept that ballot or may not, based on the situation. But obviously that's time-consuming and frustrating for people who really want to participate. We always encourage people to please contact us. And it doesn't take us but just a second, and we will look people up.
And typically, if you've already registered but you have moved, if you get the change of address thing resolved between now and the time you go vote?
Actually, the address change, in order for you to vote in your new precinct, if you moved and you moved within the county to another voting precinct, you need to submit that change by Monday, as well as any new application or like a name change or something like that. For that to be reflected, you need to do that. If they have moved within a very short period of time, they'll have to go to their old polling place to vote, but they'll submit the information there.
And then
for
if
the
you,
change.
And if you've moved from out of county or out of state, again, Monday would be the deadline?
Monday is the deadline. Absolutely.
And then the calendar of events leading up to November 2nd, for me, the biggest thing that I've taken advantage of in other states is early voting. Tell me how Texas does it.
Early voting starts for this election on October 18th. There is roughly a two-week period there where there is five polling locations made available. And if you are a registered voter within Brazos County, you can go to any one of those five locations and vote during the early voting period. The first week, I believe, is from 8 to 5, regular business time. But there is... their polls will be open on Saturday, the 23rd of October, and Sunday, the 24th of October, for those people that can't go during the week. And then there is extended hours for the last week, the October 25th through October 29th. It's 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you are a registered voter within a county, you can go to any early polling location during early voting and vote. If you don't go during early voting and you wait until election day, then you are required to go to your actual precinct polling location to vote.
Is there a early voting by mail option?
There are mail-in ballots. There are specific requirements for that. That generally is handled through the Election Administrator's Office. Karen McQueen would handle that. I believe the last day to receive an application for a ballot by mail is October 26th at 5 p.m. And they are able to mail ballots out, but you do have to qualify. There are certain qualifications to get a mail-in ballot, and I would have to basically refer you to that office to make sure that you got the correct information.
Anything else at this juncture that listeners need to know about, other than to go out and get registered by Monday?
Well, submitting any changes or new applications by Monday is the best thing. Obviously, they can, again, go online and obtain information from the Secretary of State's office, application information. They can contact this office between 8 and 5, and I have a staff. They'll need to call our main number of 361-4470, and that's the best way to get an available clerk, and we will look up your application, assist you in any way that we can as far as helping to get your record straight, because our goal is to make sure everyone has a chance to go ahead and participate in the electoral process.